12, and now we come to the feature item, which this week is from Newton Abbot Museum and is titled Rediscovering the Matchstick Man. It's read by Lorna and Bill.
St. Leonard's Tower, or the Clock Tower as it is known to most locals, is one of the most recognisable landmarks of our ancient market town. Owned and cared for by Newton Abbot Town Council and managed by the Newton Abbot Museum. One of the interesting objects that can be found within is a detailed model of what the tower may have looked like when it was first built as part of the town chapel. The model is hand-built using a multitude of tiny matchsticks. We didn't seem to have much information recorded about the model, other than it was built by a Mr. Ball. So imagine my delight when a search for associated objects found Meet the Matchstick Man, a newspaper article all about him. The article from the Advertiser from Friday, January the 23rd, 1981, tells us a lot about the man behind one of our favourite models. Mr. Leonard Ball, aged 77, of Rookland's Walbrough Street, has glued together hundreds of thousands, probably millions, of matches in his lifetime to make countless models and reliefs. It was fascinating to learn that he mainly gave away his creations and that the most expensive part of the process is purchasing the glue. Most of his matchsticks were given to him from other people having used them, so not only were his models an interesting hobby, but an environmentally friendly one too.
He doesn't say how many matchsticks would be needed for our tower model, but the article does state that a walking stick made of matchsticks required about 11,000 of them. St. Leonard's Tower was a popular subject for Mr. Ball, and he tells the newspaper that he has made more models of the clock tower than he can remember, many of which were fundraising charity boxes. The newspaper photo shows another of his frequent makes, three-dimensional pictures of characters including Paddington Bear, Mickey Mouse and Big Ted. While we have a few of Mr. Ball's models of buildings in storage at the museum, we don't have any of these large reliefs. They look very striking. Mr. Ball, as well as being a talented model maker, had quite a gift for understatement, saying, "You can't be in a hurry if you take on this hobby. A model of just the tower, without the chapel, would take at least 2 weeks. You can only do an inch and a half at a time. Then you have to leave the glue to dry before starting again. I might do 6 courses this afternoon, and if I'm in the mood, another 6 after supper."